Graphene has only been a major player in the world of materials for about 10 years, which is a pretty short time in terms of getting a new substance from the lab out into commercial applications. We've just heard what's out there now and what researchers are currently working on, but what does the future hold? Carl Coleman is Professor of Chemistry at the University of Durham, and he's Chief Scientific Director at Applied Graphene Materials, a company that manufactures graphene and advises customers on how to incorporate it into their products. So we've heard about all these incredible things using graphene in concrete, in buildings, in tunnels, in lasers, in surgery. And does it feel like there's anything that graphene can't do, or can graphene do all sorts of things? Tell us about some of the applications that you're really excited about.
Yes, so we heard some great applications, potential applications from both James and Andrea. In the future, I guess what we're looking at, to look at a commercial perspective, we're really after what we call early wins. Some people like to call them low-hanging fruits, but I prefer the early wins, a more positive approach.
So is this just sticking graphene into current products to make them better?
It's slightly more sophisticated, but yes. So what we would call sort of drop-in technology, where you'd actually take a current process or a product where you just really improve those properties, enhance the properties of that material. So we're talking there really of things like paints or coatings, oils and lubricants that we had mentioned earlier, composite materials, and even in energy storage, so supercapacitors or batteries. So really actually using graphene in a more drop-in technology sense, but making use of more than one of those properties that graphene has. So we heard a lot about the exceptional properties that graphene has, but really what we want to do in a commercial sense is make use of perhaps more than one of them, and then you can get that cost performance benefit.
And I love the idea of using graphene. Maybe, you know, I can have my graphene tracksuit and my hoverboard. Are there going to be more fun applications of graphene that people are starting to explore?
Yes, there are. I mean, just last week there was an article in Nature. So that was graphene kirigami. So kirigami is just a form of origami, but with cutting. And so they're able to fabricate springs, hinges, and all sorts of weird and wonderful things. And if you put an iron pad on the graphene spring, you can actually move it in a magnetic field. So you can sort of stretch it in a magnetic field. So you could see how these could be used in stretchable electrodes or wearable electronics, wearable devices. So there are some lots of fun things around the corner.
And are there any things that you think that graphene actually won't be the right thing for? We do hear so much about it. It seems there's an incredible amount of hype around this material as well. Is there anything that it probably won't turn out to be good for?
Oh, that's a tricky question. We like to focus on the positive, so things that it will be good for. It's hard to say. I mean, there are lots of potential applications for graphene out there, but there's also lots of competition. So some of the technology that we're talking about, mainly in electronics, there's competitor materials. So it's going to be tougher for graphene to really make the step change, perhaps, in some of those applications. So we are really hung up on silicon. We like silicon. The advancement in silicon is phenomenal. So will you really see it in chips? Maybe on its own, no, I don't think so. But perhaps as a hybrid, so you could see it incorporated with silicon to deliver something that you can't do with silicon. So there's a combination. So replacing silicon, say no, but using conjunction with silicon, then yes.
Another area that people are very interested in, this sort of the nanomaterials, is in potentially in medicine, in drug delivery. We heard about the possible use in surgical lasers. But what do we know about its safety in the human body if people do start making, you know, nano devices out of graphene that could go inside us?
Yes, so if you're talking implants, and of course the toxicology or toxicity of graphene does come into play, or potential toxicity. So there are lots of efforts out there in the scientific arena where people are looking at the potential toxic, or to see if graphene actually has any toxic effect. So that's still an area that's very open and an area that people are researching very intensively. There's no evidence at the moment to perhaps suggest that it's going to be any different to other carbons that are perhaps out there that people are using. So it's really watch this space, I guess, for what people come up with in that area.
So I'm not going to ask you to throw your crystal ball too far into the future, you know, the graphene spaceship heading to Pluto. But maybe in the next 5 years, what do you see as being the key applications that will really start to come to fruition?
So the applications we're likely to see, so we've seen the early adopters, so sporting goods, so graphene's already out there in tennis rackets, bicycle wheels and bicycle components. So it's nearly the next phase, and so I think we're likely to see it in coatings, oils and lubricants, composites perhaps a little way down the track. But the big one to watch out for perhaps is supercapacitors. I mean, that has an enormous amount of potential.
What's a supercapacitor? I'm a biologist.
So it's another way of storing energy. So it's a bit like a battery, but you store it through ions rather than electrochemical work. So you separate the ions in a device, but you can charge them in seconds. So a battery takes hours to charge up, or a capacitor you can charge up in seconds. But that's a simple differentiator between the two. But
I mean, over the past half an hour, we've heard of some really incredible and exciting applications. But what do you think are the hurdles that need to be overcome? We've heard a bit about how we can make it on a more industrial scale. What are the really big challenges to get graphene into the prime time?
Yeah, so we're making headway in the graphene synthesis. That's going well. There's still more things to solve in terms of the synthesis and isolation purity of the material. But really, if you're looking at some of these applications, in that you have to get it into something. So graphene dispersing in a variety of matrices is going to be very, very important. And that can be tricky. So it's very important to work with people, companies or technologies that really know that their products or process, and then help and work with them to get graphene to disperse into their products or media, and then really to deliver the benefits of graphene that we're all talking about.
It's certainly a very exciting future to look forward to. Thank you very much. That's Carl Coleman. Thanks to our other guests in the studio this week. That is James Baker and Andrea Ferrari.